patient day, I walk the miles I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jaw. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The body's young, the semi's weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm grows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. This is a well-liked show. A lot of people like this show. They tell me so. They like the inspiration and the, you know, flying by the seat of my pants, as one of our brothers says, one of our brothers say. And I do think it's very interesting. I've been thinking here or there, and I was thinking out as I was mowing the lawn today, and I thought about a lot of things, and I'm hoping that the Father will help this stuff to come to my, I'll be able to recall it. One thing, though, I wanted to talk about was this Hagee thing is very interesting to me. Because a dear sister of ours wrote me, and she said her husband used to like to watch John Hagee. And they claim on Wikipedia that he's a fifth generation pastor or whatever he's supposed to be. And that his family came here from Germany. But you can tell that he hates the German people. Vehemently, can't you? And the name Hagee, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, is certainly not a German name. I would think it would be more of a Scottish name. However, neither here nor there, Mr. Hagee, according to one of our dear sisters, she was watching the telecast one time and he was talking about, I'll tell you what she said here. She said, my husband used to watch Hagee programs. I heard Hagee talk about being a short Mexican on one of his telecasts. You know, when I looked at him, I wondered if he was really a full white man. And it's evident that he's not. Of course, he's a mixed race abomination, is what he is. But I'm going to tell you something that's really interesting. Not only is he an abomination, but I guess he committed adultery a long time ago and was divorced by his first wife. His second wife's name is Castro, last name. Who do we know that's a Jew named Castro? Fidel Castro, correct? And we do know that many of the people down in the South American continent are tainted with Jewish blood. Don't we know that? Would that explain to you a little more of why Mr. Hagee's doing what he's doing? Can you imagine that he was able to get away with this for so long? And I've found this over and over that these preachers, so-called, they like to hide they're who they are, whether they're Jewish or not. Copeland has somebody that is their name, George Pearson or something like that. And he's married to Copeland's daughter. And he looks like a Jew to me. I mean, one of our brothers sent me a picture, and my goodness, Copeland looks like a devil. I mean, he is just a devil. Now, the funny thing about Copeland is he said he was a Jew and that he was a rich Jew. This is his own words. These are his own words. And I'm not sure he means that he's a Jew in the sense of what he was claiming is that talking about Abraham. See, the Jews never say they're Jacob Israel. They only claim to be connected to Abraham. They don't even want to tell you about the connection to Esau. But it's very interesting that you have to get a load of these people and look at the pictures and stuff. And I think that it becomes self-evident that you will realize these men get away with this for, you know, 40 years, 50 years, and get away with tricking the public. And one thing I was thinking about that's interesting is that money comes to them. Did you notice that? That, you know how money comes to the Jew? No matter what the Jew does, money comes to the Jew. It's attracted to the Jew. And it's meant to be that way from their father, the devil. Because money to them is power. Notice how money just flocks towards these people. So they're making a mockery of the priesthood and of Yahweh himself. And the father negated the priesthood a long time ago. Right at the end of the so-called older part of the Testament, the priesthood was ended. And Levi moved in with the tribes. And of course, the Aaronic priesthood were all killed, so no wonder he ended it. So, it's very interesting that this fellow was a Mexican. I knew that he wasn't, he didn't really, you know, he does look like he's mixed with white people, no doubt about it. But I'm telling you that this, the penchant of this character, you notice that he always says things like in his book, he says that the Jews don't need a Messiah. A fellow wrote an article here and showed his children, and his children looked to be very non-white. They looked to be Mexican. Whitish Mexican. So, it's really strange. So, his wife's name is Castro. You see? So, they get away with this stuff. All right, here's one thing brought to mind. Praise the Father. The reason why they're focusing on race, the word racist, and trying to demonize us with the word race, is because they know we're waking up to our racial heritage. They know that the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, Nordic, and Germanic peoples are waking up to who they are. Many of them are. Many of us are. And this is scaring the heck out of the Jews. They're being forced to play hands that they would not have been playing this quick. This hand of the Negroes is something that's very interesting to me because the irony is blistering. You see, almost all the races, if not all, except Whitey, hate the Negro race. They've dealt with them. They know what they were all about. They want nothing to do with them. And many of our race, there's white flight because we want nothing to do with them. But there's a portion of our race that still believe in the myth that they can be straightened out. You see, again, it's an irony here. These are an uncivilized people, just like many of the other beasts of the field. They're brought into our countries, and they're told they have civil rights, but they're uncivilized. And the thing is we have no rights in Africa. We have no rights in India. We have no rights in any of these other places. But they claim that they have rights in our country, human, colored man rights. And the Jew puts them up to these things. But the Jew has overplayed their hand on the race card thing. See, what the blacks are doing right now to themselves is they're attacking our people, innocent people that didn't do anything. 92-year-old woman, some thug that was arrested 100-something times, smashes her in the face and she goes back onto the sidewalk. So little by little, increment by increment, they're making enemies of the only people that don't completely hate them. The Anglo-Saxon people don't understand what the Negro is, that it's a weapon of the Jew. And the Negro doesn't understand that it's being used as a weapon either. So the irony is, the Negroes aren't going to have... See, they cannot see 2 minutes into their future. They can't understand what they're doing to themselves by doing what they're doing out in the streets right now. Little by little by little by little, our race is starting to wake up to what these creatures are and what their purpose is. And, of course, who's put them on us as a weapon. And they're losing friends in our race that they have. Of course, these people are usually not our friends. You see, they're against their own race. But even these people, like, for instance, in this week's news, there was a mayor, and she's all for these blacks and everything and for BLM. They came to her house and graffitied it and did all kinds of stuff to her house. And now she doesn't know what to think. You see, little by little, they're making more enemies of whatever friends they had in our race left. There will come a day when Negro hunt will happen. It will happen. And the blacks won't be able to hide like Jews can. They're bringing it on themselves. They have no idea what they're doing. They can't see into the future. They're following a money trail that they're being given money to do these things, and they can't see that they're being paid to destroy themselves and us too. But you see, little by little, the last vestiges of anybody that had any hope or any care about these Negroes is slowly slipping away. The more we witness what goes out on the streets and the more people that get attacked by them, the less friends they have every day. There'll come a day when they won't have anybody to stand with them or for them. The Jews stand and do things for them, but it's only because they have a use for them. There'll come a day when they don't have a use for them. You see how they treat them in their stolen land called Israel. They don't treat them very kindly at all. Because Jews hate every race. Jews even hate Jews. And not only that, but these blacks can't see 2 minutes into their future, like I say, because even blacks are turning other blacks against them. They're going out and destroying black businesses. They're going out and doing all kinds of crazy things that make no sense. And They don't see what's coming at them. I have no pity for them. They got paid to do it. They made the choice to follow the devil and his offspring. They will pay the price. It's just that simple. We're paying a price as well. But isn't it ironic that they would be attacking the race, the only race on the planet that doesn't fully hate them? Isn't that interesting? They want to kill Whitey. If they killed all of Whitey, there's no other race that cares anything about them. All the races don't want anything to do with them. You might have a few arbitrary Muslims that want to be more than a sand Negro. They want to be a full-fledged Negro. But you see, for the most part, the Muslims hate them too. So you see that the Asians hate them. You know that the Mexicans hate them. There's gang warfare against those people. They hate them. So the only one that really has any care for these people at all is a portion of the white race. I don't care about them. If they got wiped off the planet, I'd be thankful. Because they do us no good. They ain't doing us no damn good. No good at all. They're just not doing us any good. There is nothing they're bringing to the table that would say, now here's some people that are worthy and some people that are worth something. You know, they're actually a part of our world and helping our world to be a better place. No, they're not. And if you think we need them to box or to play football or to play basketball, we don't need them. I liked basketball before they were in it. But I hate basketball now. I liked football a long time ago when it was primarily a white sport. I want nothing to do with it anymore. So they're not doing you any favors by doing this. And of course, is rap music doing us a favor? There's just no good attributes. If there were, I'd say so. Just like there's no good attributes of the Jews. And so, this thing about race, the race card has been played one too many times now. They've choked it to where, who cares if you call me a race? I don't care. But they're trying, you can see, the reason why they're trying to press this race issue so much is not only to cause a race war, but because race is so important. It always has been. It always will be. And especially for our race, the scriptures, they took a lot of the books out of the scriptures and they have twisted the scriptures with their people like Hagee and so on and so forth. And they've told us since we were children, at least our generations, they said, don't judge a man by his color or his race or his religion. But I told you quite a few times that that's exactly what you should judge them by. While they tell you not to do that, the Jews judge and the blacks judge the white race. All of them do. They all want to be us, but they all know they can't. And the only thing they can think of doing is getting rid of us and pretend. Then they can pretend they are us. Make no mistake, I've told you this over and over. Every one of them wants to be white. Every race, they all want to be white. I said to you also that in Israel, the whiter you are there, the higher you are up in their society. Same thing in India. It's just this plain and simple. White is right. And darkness is deluge. Darkness is dismal. Darkness is ugly. It really is. And so the Jews don't know what else to do but try to demonize anybody that stands up for their race. I mean, you can be any other. You can stand up for the human race. The humans can stand up for their race, but they don't want Whitey to stand up for his race because they know how important it is that if we catch on to this, and I believe we are, it's going to really change the dynamic of what the Jews are going to be allowed to get away with. And believe me, they're not going to be comfortable with that. So they're freaking out. And this thing that they've done with COVID-19, right into the letting people out of prison to harm people, this is can do nothing but come back and harm the Jews and the Negroes that are doing these things. This is going to backfire so heavily in their face. It's just like 9/11. They don't know, these Jews don't know when to quit. They don't know when to stop playing the race card. They don't know when to, they're losing their minds, what little of a mind they had. They have criminal minds, but they don't have good minds, you see. And they don't have common sense because they're corrupt and they're in chaos. And so they're panicking all the time because Jews have panic disorders and all kinds of crazy things. And they have many mental illnesses. And so the more things that are going on, the more people they're realizing are waking up to their schemes, the more frightened they're becoming, which I'm all for. But it's causing them to make moves that are very stupid. Of course, bringing them into our countries, bringing all these people into our countries was a move that is so stupid. They're fully exposing themselves, but they're also on an ego trip. They're very arrogant people who believe that they can get away with anything because they have over half the world's wealth. There comes a day in the scriptures that talks about that their gold, they'll cast it out into the street because it will be worthless. Negro hunt is on the way. The Negroes don't understand. They have no idea what's coming on them. And the Jew has caused them to do these things. And they're willing subjects too. Because there's nothing more exciting to a bunch of chimps than a chimp out. So let's look at Mr. Hagee. It says, according to information put out by Hagee, it was 26 years ago in 1972 that he began to support Israel and the Jewish people. There may be some truth to the theory that all this began when, in Munich, Germany, a terrorist group took Jewish athletes and coaches hostage, killing 11 of them. They took them hostage. Now, this is probably another false flag in history, of course. Notice the number 11. They took 11 Jews hostage and killed them. Does this sound like a false flag to you, like it does to me? So, a quote, John Charles Hagee denies Jesus is the Christ Messiah. And he spells Messiah wrong in this thing. I'm delighted to present my latest book, In Defense of Israel. This book will expose the sins of the fathers and the vicious abuse of the Jewish people. In Defense of Israel will shake Christian theology it scripturally proves that the Jewish people as a whole did not reject Jesus as Messiah. It will also prove that Jesus did not come to earth to be the Messiah. It will prove that there was a Calvary conspiracy between Rome, the high priest, and Herod to execute Jesus as an insurrectionist too dangerous to live. Since Jesus refused by word and deed to claim to be the Messiah, how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? Read it in this shocking expose in defense of Israel. Did you hear what I just read to you? These Antichrist, I believe he must be Jewish. I believe his wife is a Jew. And so, just get a load that he's able to trick people. I don't know if he's been in this ministry, what, since, 40 years or whatever it is. Talked about going to the seminary 55 years ago. So he's got away with this all this time. And Whitey doesn't know he's not white. And Whitey doesn't understand that the Jew is the enemy, of course, of our people, our nations, the world, of all races. And these people get away with this. And the money is just drawn to them. And it's showing a picture here with Hagee and Mr. McCain, Mr. Son of Cain. And so it says, to increase his political power, Hagee formed Christians United for Israel on February 7th, 2006. He has now obtained over 75,000 members. Did you know that Cain means to obtain? Is it a contradiction? Kufi, which is the Christians United for Israel, along with Hagee, work hand-in-hand with American Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, a large Jewish organization that lobbies the U.S. Congress on behalf of Israel. When one APAC member comes into a congressman's office, he or she represents 6 million Jews. When Hagee comes into a congressman's office, he claims he represents 40 million Americans. You can see why Hagee thinks his endorsement of Senator McCain for president was vitally important to McCain's presidential win. What is so shocking and shameful of John C. Hagee, even greater than this, than his adultery and remarriage, is his new Jesus and new gospel that denies Jesus was the Messiah of Israel. Now, the funny thing about this fellow that's writing this is he thinks that Jews can be saved. So our people are just very confused. There's no doubt about it. Hagee's 19,000 members, not of God. 19. Hello? It's amazing. As I showed you the techniques that he was using to brainwash his audiences. Say it with me. The Antichrist is a man. Oh, it's not a computer or a group of people. Say it with me. The Antichrist is a man. You dig? You wonder why, when you go to speak to our people about things, that they can't receive what you're telling them? Because what you're telling them is it's a group of people. And it is. Those two messages I did were extremely important as far as I'm concerned. And I find it amazing. I didn't hear more from people about it. I heard some from some people and they liked it. But what's interesting to me is all the points about the Messiah in the scriptures, the Antichrist Jews fit every parameter with ease. You don't have to make it fit. It fits perfectly. Did you notice that? It's very strange that because these people will say, praise the Lord or they'll say glory to God or any of these things, that they're construed to be men of God. But they're not. And it's just like the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul used the name Jesus and what he did on the cross to bring forth this kind of a gospel that's being preached by these current preachers. Hagee is one of the most blatant. His gospel is full of Jew worship. And it's not necessarily a lot about faith like it is with Kenneth Hagin. I mean, yeah, Kenneth Hagin and, Kenneth Copeland. All these people preach about is faith. And wait till I show you what they're preaching. Copeland said in one that I listened to today that he's a faith specialist. He doesn't need to teach about other things. He's a specialist teaching about faith. And that's his calling, he said. He called faith a spiritual force. And just to give you a clue, he talked about Hagin and how Hagin was talking to Jesus about the woman that had the issue of blood and how she thought it. She did it. She spoke it. There were like four things he talked about. And what did Copeland say in this particular thing? He said, without her faith, God can do nothing. In other words, without you being faithful, God can do nothing. He's powerless without your faith. Ladies and gentlemen, this is amazing. And he calls it a spiritual force, a force. The force be with you. Isn't that exactly what Yoda, the demon, was teaching? In order to lift the ship up out of the water, he had to have faith, correct? Yoda is like a new Jesus, teaching faith and the force of faith. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business. I believe why the Father had me do this was because so many people will say Judeo-Christian preachers do this and Judeo-Christian preachers say that. I'm showing you what they're saying. I'm showing you. It's not hearsay. I just did 3 hours of Hagee, just one of his sermons. And the eagle picked it apart. And I am the eagle. And so we will give more examples. We will be given more examples of this. What this is all about. May the Father have mercy on our people and deliver them from these awful institutions and organizations. So what I was saying about Copeland was he said that he was a Jew and that he was a rich Jew. But I think he was meaning that anybody that is grafted into becoming Abraham's seed is now a Jew, a spiritual Jew. Now, he could be a Jew. He's very small in stature. He's very demonic. He's growling like a wolf. And his eyes look like he's filled with demons. So his teeth look like, he looks like a vampire. For real. And he acts like a vampire. And he is a vampire with people's money. He's sucking the blood out of people. These men have actually told people that they should give their $1,200 check to the church, in an act of faith. Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine the world that we're living in? This is just pure. I mean, the more I look at it, the more it appears to me we're in hell. Or a hell. When I show you what these people are teaching, you're going to be amazed. You're going to be amazed. These people, with Kenneth Copeland, the word faith and the word new covenant or covenant covers about, I don't know, maybe 90% of the messages. It's amazing to me that people would go and listen to this garbage and that they would travel from longer distances to hear this bloated, filthy, dirty Jew, as far as I'm concerned. If he's not a Jew, and Copeland too, they're twice the children of hell. I do believe that these are government operations. He says that, by the way, Copeland says that Kenneth Hagin is his spiritual father, his mentor. He might as well just say idol, because he worships this fellow and talks about this fellow all the time. It's a sad day in America when people are tricked into these types of things. I can read you a little bit, if you want, of this, what this fellow wrote. He said, Hagee's 19,000 members, not of God. John Hagee has 19,000 members in his San Antonio, another Jesus cult. According to Apostle John, they are all not of God because they agree with their sham pastor that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, has not come in the flesh. There are some interesting contradictions in Hagee's another Jesus false. I think that's supposed to mean Hagee's. I don't know. This guy is not a good writer. Let's just put it that way. Hagee's first son is named Christopher. Notice Christ in his name. Who is the Christ then of Christopher? Because he is not Jesus of the apostles. The Christ of Christopher is another Christ. He's got a daughter named Christina, too. Why would he name his church Cornerstone, which is taken from Matthew 21:42, Acts 4:11, Peter 2:11, and refers explicitly to Jesus as the messianic foundation of the kingdom of God and his rejection by Jews? And then turn and say that Jews did not reject Jesus as the Messiah because Jesus never claimed to them he was the cornerstone Messiah. Imagine that not only this fellow writing this stuff, but Hagee, I think Hagee knows, but you see, they pretend along like they don't know that the Jews are at war with the Anglo-Saxon race. And they're putting these things forth in order to confuse people, in order to say that all races can come. You see, this is the same. This all stems from the Apostle Paul's personal gospel that he brought forth to the heathen. And this is the kind of damage. These are the fruits that you're seeing here of the Apostle Paul's false gospel. And that is the truth, ladies and gentlemen. These people don't know Jesus Christ. when you see what Copeland teaches, you're going to be amazed. For instance, I'll put it to you this way. The more faith you have, the bigger an airplane you can acquire. It's all materialism gained by the spiritual force known as faith. It is so disturbing to think that people suck this stuff up and that they are not even suspect of it. He says here that John C. Hagee preaches another gospel and another Jesus. Well, so did the Apostle Paul. It's very interesting. Hagee claims on television that Jesus refused by word or deed to be the Messiah. The above two verses prove he is a liar. And that was Mark 14, 61 and 62, and Luke 23, 2. He claims the Jews do not have to accept Jesus as the Messiah of Israel because Jesus never told them he was the Messiah. Yet Jesus told the Jews if they believed not he was the Messiah that they would die in their sins. If the Jews were so ignorant Jesus was the Messiah, of Jesus being the Messiah, Mr. Hagee, how come they could say Jesus had gone throughout the nation, perverting the nation, claiming to be Christ, Messiah, the King? This fellow is not a very good writer, and it's just an interesting thing to contemplate here. When you see that these giants of our day that are supposed to be giants of the Father, so to speak, are not of the Father at all, have never been of the Father and never will be. This is trickery right from the devil's kingdom. This is a perversion of what should be. This is a mockery of Jesus Christ and a mockery of teachers that teach Christ. See, there was never anything in the scriptures that I ever saw that called anybody a reverend or any of these terms. Of course, the Apostle Paul, and let me tell you that when you hear Copeland preach, he, 9 times out of 10, it's out of the Apostle Paul's writings. When you hear Hagee preach so far, very little scripture is ever used. Hagee, what he does is he works the troops up and gets them worked up and then feeds them lies. After he edifies them and gets them all worked up, Jesus is Lord, you say it with me, you know, all the stuff, you know. Then he feeds them some garbage. It is amazing. This has to be out of Tavistock or something. I hope the Father will break the power of this. You see, Hagee got away with it. He's about to pass the torch, as I told you. So he got away with it, just like Billy Graham got away with it. There were people that were reporting on Billy Graham, but he still got away with it. We all find out things a little too late. These men are also covering their true lineage. The other feller there that is married to Copeland's daughter that looks like a Jew. And I mean, he doesn't look sincere when he's got his eyes closed or anything. You just have to see these pictures. He's not only a lackluster teacher or whatever. He's really mundane and useless, really, as far as I'm concerned. But he's, you can see there's no genuine, he's not genuine. He's a pretender. When you look at his Wikipedia, there's almost no information about this fellow at all. So they're hiding these things. I told you that the Jews are involved in almost all these religions that come out. I mean, you look at a guy named Jack Van Impe. Van Imp. What is an imp? I mean, and Jack is another name for the devil, right? Jack Van Imp. I mean, there's just so much that shows that all this is wrong. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, before, you will never see a real man of God on television preaching the truth. Never. I don't believe you ever have. We ever have. I don't believe we ever will. This is how tight it's played. See, Hagee was an abomination on the first time I ever laid eyes on him, when he was doing the Il Cornuto. You'll notice in the videos that I made there, the Saxon's Creed, I have pictures I took off the television of him doing the devil sign with both hands. I also have one with just one hand. This was right on television. This fellow is an abomination just looking at him. He's a big, fat slob that has had too many lunches. But now that I find out he's an hybrid, he's double the abomination that he was. Imagine that abominations are out there preaching Jew worship. That's what this guy is. His gospel is Jew worship. Now, you don't see that much with Kenneth Copeland. There's little bits of that with Copeland. But this guy, you heard it. Just one sermon, you heard it. Without the Jews, Christianity couldn't be. You heard all that nonsense. They gave us Jesus. They gave us Jacob. No, they didn't. They killed Jesus. It's just remarkable to see all these things. And so, back to the race thing with the Jews playing the card too quick. Like I said, Mr. T-Rump was the trump card played by the Jews. You see that he's done everything for the Jews, even claiming that he is the king of Israel, gave them the Golan Heights, gave them everything. So you see that they played the trump card, and now they've played their hands and showed their cards too quickly. Because of their arrogance, because they think, well, we've already won, we can just show it now, nobody. But see, that doesn't negate the fear that they're in over showing what they've shown. The externalization of the hierarchy has not been good for the Jews. There's too many of them willing to brag and boast about what they've done. And they're making it easy for us to see what's going on. Over and over and over and over again, this racist garbage just keeps going on and on. And they deliberately say that they fire people for saying things like a man is the only, cannot get pregnant, and all these weirdo things. See, the world is tired already, very tired of political correctness. And political correctness is dying. But the Jews keeps trying to force it. Like the race card is dying, but the Jews keep on trying to force it. So the FBI, foreign by Israel, is out there now trying to falsify white supremacy. You see, the enemies are all showing who they are now. They've made mistakes by bowing to Baal in front of the public. How many people are standing with the Anglo-Saxon race? How many people are standing against and kneeling to Baal against us? Practically everybody. Corporations, professors, scientists, races, politicians. There was a news story on this week's news that says that both Republicans and Democrats believe it's time to send white people to the gulags. What should you think hearing such things? This is our country. And for you to come in, you just think about what I'm telling you, right? Say if I come over your house and I said, oh, by the way, I'm declaring my right to have sex with your wife, and I'm declaring my right to live in your house now, and I'm declaring my right to drive your vehicle to, you're going to have to get yourself another vehicle because I have rights. See, that's exactly what's going on. They don't have any rights here. There's no appreciation that they would come here and they would be given all kinds of things. There is no appreciation for what is given them. Because beasts of the field don't appreciate things. They depreciate things. They don't appreciate, make a neighborhood increase in value. They depreciate it. If they live in a house, 9 times out of 10, when they're done living in the house, it's been depreciated. These people don't have any moral code except unto themselves, so to speak, and that's even very questionable. So how long, when will this end? I can't say when it'll end. It'll end when the Father says it will. But all you're seeing is out in the streets now are people, innocent people, that have done nothing to these blacks, and there'll be, say, 5, 6 blacks come up and just start punching, kicking them in the face, and then arbitrary people, and sometimes even a white fellow, will come up and kick them in the face. What did they do to anybody? Nothing. They were just walking down the street, not saying anything, not doing anything. Little children. I saw little black children beating on a little white boy and laughing, hitting him with a bike. They took his bike and they ran the bike into them. They're kicking him. So the evil of the black race knows no bounds. There are no age bounds to it. They're born like this from the womb, like a serpent is. A baby snake, from what I understand, is more venomous than a full adult snake. So you see, this race is worthless. It's an absolute deficit to anyone it comes in contact with. So, you know, you look at our women that mess around with these people. Look what happens to them. look what's going on in our world. The Negro does not understand. It's making enemy after enemy. Day after day after day after day. Enemy after enemy. You see, while they claim, just like the Jews, because the Jews taught them to do this, claim to be an oppressed people, they go in and these corporations have all bowed to them and all supported them and everything else, and they go in and destroy one of their stores. So, like in Chicago, Walmart and several other stores are talking about pulling out for good. Who will that hurt? Everybody in the area, right? It might actually help businesses in the area because they can get back to, because Walmart destroys businesses. But Negroes don't understand. They just don't have the wherewithal. You're dealing with like a robot mentality that can be coddled into doing anything that the Jew wants it to do. But I'll tell you one thing. Beware to the Jews the day when these beasts of the field find out that it wasn't Whitey that was their enemy at all. I told some black guy this too. I said, you may be blaming white people for what's going on, but it's not white people. It's the Jew that's doing all these things. And I know the Jew looks white, but the Jew is not white. If they ever get a hold of this, believe me, the Jews will pay dearly. And that's why they're so afraid of what that Negro rapper Ice Cube or whatever his name said, because he's cool, man. He's an Ice Cube, you know. He declared it's the Jews. The more blacks that find out about that, Farrakhan knows it. The more blacks that find out about that, the Jew will run for the hills. Believe me, the Negroes will. They just blind hatred, blind, you know, violence. Heavy duty violence. That's all it is. But they're cowards too. You know, they can't fight somebody one-on-one unless they, you know, they're as big as a baboon and you're as small as a chimp. You know what I mean? Otherwise, they'll pick the weakest person there and 5 to 10 of them will be brave enough to do something. It has to come back and get them. They're biting the hand that feeds them. That's how stupid the Negro is. Is the Negro doesn't understand where any, it just can't see into its future. It's blind heavy, as what's his name? Who said that? Blind heavy. Bo Diddley. They don't understand. And I don't mean to, I'm not giving them a pass or anything by saying they don't understand. They just don't understand. And they need to pay for what they've done. And they will. But they don't see that increment by increment, they're losing the last friends that they've had on this earth. And when that happens, there'll be nowhere to run. There'll be nowhere to hide. It'll be time for nigger hunt. And believe me, it's coming. That's all I can really say to you about this at this point. This is the kind of thing that is just, it's becoming obvious. There's a desperation with the Jews. And they're afraid, which is a great thing. Let's play on that fear. And let's nurture it. May Yahweh bless you and ingratiate you with his word, his knowledge, his wisdom, so that you will not perish for the lack of knowledge.
age of day, engaged in fray. I've walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I've wondered what it's all about. The ring, the heart on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't.